Good morning. My name is Brittany Adler, Executive Director of the Children's House Child Advocacy Center. Thank you so much for allowing me the opportunity to meet with you all today to briefly share with you about the important work that we do. The Children's House is located just down the road here in Towanda, Pennsylvania, and serves children in Bradford and Sullivan counties. The center is the only nonprofit of its kind to provide a coordinated, comprehensive approach to the child abuse investigation in our service area. There are 41 children's advocacy centers like the Children's House across the Commonwealth, around 1,000 in the United States, and in over 41 countries throughout the world. A Children's Advocacy Center, or CAC, provides support to victims of child abuse. Before CACs, an abused child would have to tell their story over and over again in settings that were scary or where kids thought that they were in trouble. From there, families would have to search around for the services that their child needed all on their own. However, with a CAC, a community of professionals in law enforcement, child protective services, prosecution, medicine, mental health, and advocacy work through the CAC to decide the best way to help the child. This community of caring professionals, often called the multidisciplinary team, rallies around the child so children have everything they need all in one place. At the CAC, a child tells their story to a trained interviewer who makes the process gentle on the child and finds facts which are crucial to the child's case. Members of the team sit in an adjacent room and watch the interview live via closed circuit television so that children only have to talk to one person who knows the questions to ask in a non-leading way. Advocates ensure that the family's voice is prioritized during and throughout the investigation, and that the family has the resources, supports, and other necessary services in order to help the family heal. The medical examination is a vital component to the investigative process, as well as fostering the health and well-being of the child. While not every examination provides medical evidence, we want each child to know that their body is okay. CACs provide science-backed mental health care that heals kids from trauma so that they can learn the appropriate coping mechanisms to reclaim their future. Additionally, CACs try to reduce the need for services with prevention education and outreach. By offering various prevention programs, it helps to drastically reduce the number of victimized children in our community. And outreach is one of the reasons that I'm here today, standing before you talking about our program. April is Child Abuse Prevention Month, and today is Blue Sunday. Today we call upon those within the faith community to take time to pray for child abuse victims and those who work to help keep kids safe. You might think that you don't know anyone who has been affected by abuse. However, I'm here today to tell you that you probably do know someone whose life has been impacted by maltreatment. This is a real and pervasive problem in our community. The fact is that 1 in 10 children are at risk of abuse before they turn 18. And sadly, only 10% of those children who have been abused will ever tell someone something has happened to them. And the harsh reality is that some never tell. In 2021, it was reported by the Department of Human Services that in Bradford County alone, there were 13,358 persons under the age of 18. 13,358. Meaning 1,335 of them are at risk of abuse before they even graduate high school. Last year alone, the center provided 182 children critical services in the wake of their trauma. Let's commit today that we all do our part in surrounding our children with support, encouragement, and a listening ear. Blue Sunday originated in South Texas out of a couple's personal tragedy and has since become an international movement. Child abuse is an uncomfortable topic, and not many people want to talk about it. Many people don't even know where to start. And if that's you today, the first step is to pray. Jesus' heart is for the children, and we want to join our hearts with his, and praying is one way we can do that. One of my favorite songs while growing up and attending Sunday school was Jesus Loves the Little Children. And he does, doesn't he? We see several times throughout Scripture of the time Jesus went above and beyond what he was asked to. He bent down. He picked them up. He placed his hands on them and blessed them. He put love into action as he demonstrated time and time again his love and grace in an authentic way. While it is an uncomfortable topic, there needs to be discussion around it. There is a role within the faith community to have that conversation and breathe life into children. As Christians, we are called to live an abundant life, to live a life of abundancy, but not to solely focus on the abundance, but to do what Christ has called us to do and help those in distress. The mission of the Children's House is to reduce trauma to children who have experienced abuse. I personally believe every day that I walk in the doors of the center, I see the mission of the Children's House doing God's work. However, child abuse is a community issue, which requires a community response. And we are so grateful to have individuals and groups or disciples in our community who partner with our organization and make a visible stance against child abuse. So if you're sitting here today and you get a tug on your heart that you feel that God is calling you to get involved, that you're feeling called to make a difference, listen, take lead from the Holy Spirit in what he calls you to do to make the difference in the life of a child, a difference in the community to make it a better and safer place. Connect with me during coffee hour or reach out to the Children's House. Our information is found on the bulletin. Thank you all for your prayers and for your continued support.